Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
How can football at Clemson get too religious? This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Clemson has dominated the ESPN college football headlines this week, from the nephew of a Hall of Fame quarterback getting kicked off the team, to Tigers coach Dabo Swinney already naming his starter for the fall, to a claim by an atheist group that there is too much religion in the program. Huh? I thought Clemson football was a religion down in Death Valley. Swinney may or may not force too much faith and conviction on his recruits and players, but he must not have prayed enough for heralded quarterback Chad Kelly to repent. The nephew of Jim Kelly, the four-time Super Bowl quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, was sent packing from Clemson after losing the starting job this spring and complaining about it too much to the coaches. This is the kid who tweeted before he ever arrived that he wasn't going there to watch from the sidelines. But after being told that's exactly where he would start the 2014 season, young Chad doth protest too much. When the Tar Heels visit Clemson on September 27th, they will not face the highly recruited Kelly, who was bounced for conduct detrimental to the team. He'll be long gone by the time Carolina takes on the Tigers for the first time in 3 years. Despite Kelly's gene pool and pedigree, Swinney instead named senior Cole Stout the Tigers' starter for next season. Stout backed up all-ACC quarterback Taj Boyd the last 3 years and did not get into the game very much. When he did, he completed just under 80% of his passes. And besides, he had better attendance in Bible study class than Kelly. Yes, another headline this week. According to the Freedom from Religion Foundation, Clemson coaches force too much Christianity on their players. Swinney has asked recruits to pray with him over the phone and hands Bibles to the Tigers along with playbooks when they arrive on campus. Clemson officials had no comment other than to say they are praying the whole mess goes away. Maybe we should try that here. Whatever Swinney is doing, someone upstairs must be looking out for the fast-talking 41-year-old coach who received an 8-year contract extension after last season, even though he has lost 5 straight games to South Carolina and Steve Spurrier, the true god of football in the Palmetto State. In fact, Spurrier probably ordained the new deal for Dabo so he could make it 13 in a row. This is Archansky. See ya.